Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, we're in Hilchos Tumas Ameis, Perichov Beis, Halacha Hey, Chapter 22, Law 5. We're talking about various different utensils that although they are covered, but they have little holes in them, are they still having a law of a utensil that the Tzomit Puzzle is saving from Tumah or not? So we begin Tanur Hamukov Tzomit Puzzle. You have a stove that's sealed on the top. However, there's another hole, Shenikev Nekov Be'eno Shel Tanur. There's a part on the lower part of the stove that's called the Ayin of the Tanur. Literally, it's the eye of the Tanur, but it's not an eye. It's a small hole, and it's used to put some fuel in,
like
to take out
hole.
Some ashes, things
hole.
Like that. Yeah. It's called the Ayin HaTanur. Now, normally what would happen is, when you need to service it, it's open. But then when it's cooking, you want it closed because it'll lose all the heat.
Right.
So then you stuff up that hole. So let's put it this way. When the stove is fully operating, you've got it covered on the top with the tzomit puzzel. And the iron, the hole on the side, is covered up when you're cooking it. So everything will be good. But what if in that hole, after you covered it, there now is an opening in that hole? Okay, and now you got utensils in the stove, and now you got a corpse in the house.
Oh, a corpse
means
stuffed
now,
it properly.
You stuffed it properly. Then a hole came. Somehow a hole broke something, but a hole now is in that iron of the tanur. Okay, which was hatucha. It was you smeared it shut, but now it got developed a hole. So how big of a hole will render it not a kli in which the tzomit puzzel is protecting it?
Yes.
If the hole is big enough that you could put in a lit torch or a match or whatever, it doesn't really say, but enough that you can, because that's what the service is for, to put the fire in, let's say, to light it. And nich yes, can go in and out. So that implement can go in and out. The hole's big enough for that.
Kishu
dog when he's laying the fire. So now it's making a functional hole. Hareis and itma. Now everything becomes tamei. The whole
inside
stove becomes tamei. Everything inside becomes tamei. Vimhoya nekev pachas mizeh. But if the hole is less than that, nitzol, it's protected from that. Because it's such an insignificant hole, it's considered as if it is covered up. Okay, similar ideas. One more line in Halacha Vav. Just one line finishes the stove issue. A different side of a top of a hole. What if nikav hatanur mitzido? What if there are no other openings to the stove, the oven? But now, just on the side, now a hole breaks through. Just stamazoy is a hole there. It's not the top that you sealed with a tzomit puzzel, not that iron on the side that you sealed with a tzomit puzzel. Develops a hole on the side, just there. Shiuro melo kush nichnas liyose. If the shear, that if it's open, will make it tame. If it's enough to fill some wood to go in and out, kishalo dolek, when it is not lit, which is a smaller amount than the measurement we said before. So therefore, the hole is functional. You can pass things through it. It's tame, and that makes it tame as well. Fine. Now, we're in the second line of Vav. We're shifting, same idea, but shifting items. We're now talking about jugs. And a jug normally is cork. Let's say a jug of wine, barrel of wine.
Maybe
what they normally do, they put a cork on the top, and then they seal it. So that's mom, and we're talking about earthenware jugs. Kli cheres, tzomit puzzle. If the cork is in, it saves it. Now we're going to start talking about holes in this area. Is it taking it away from making it a kli that the tzomit puzzle cannot save it? So vechein megufas hechavis. If you've got a cork on top of a jug, and we have to remember this is wine over here as opposed to other liquids, because ready will seemingly have a contradictory halacha from halacha gimel from before that Rambam will address shortly. So therefore, he's telling us right now it's wine. Now, in the cork, shenikva, there's a hole now in the cork, and that was the tzomit puzzle. So how big of a hole in the cork will render the kli to be tamei? Shiure, the shear is... Now, it's very interesting. It would appear that the way... Once you got the cork in, they don't necessarily want to keep taking the cork out.
No.
That's not a good thing. So what do? They make a little... Normally, if you want to take stuff, they make a little hole, and they take hollowed... reeds or straw. Things like that, to make sort of a straw coming inside to be able to get the wine out. So now, if you have a certain hole that's a certain amount of a shear, then that will make it tame. And we're going to describe how much the shear is. But basically, it's a hole that you could take wine in and out of it. Once you have that kind of a hole, it's too big of a hole, and we cannot protect it. Mm-hmm. So the way they measure that is shear, it's measures kidei shetikanes mitzah shnia shel shifa. There seem to be a type of oats, and I guess they may, some oat stalks maybe are hollow or something. I don't know exactly. But and they're, an oat stalk has three knots where the, I guess the oat comes out or whatever, the bud, whatever it's called. A certain type of a knot over there. And the commentaries explain that it's got a very narrow stalk. It has three knots. The lower knot is thick. The middle knot is average, and the top knot is thin. So if it's enough that this oat stalk can go through, and it's thick enough for the middle knot to be able to go through by Banekev.
There's no pictures here.
Okay, I know there's no pictures. That's what it is.
Using our imagination.
So that's the shear that would already render it to become tummy. Okay? And vachatzavim, and barrels for more of a storage use, so I guess they're saying longer time, gedolim that are large, shenikvu, they get a whole shiurim, their shear, I imagine it's a little bigger shear, kedei shenikanes mitzah shnia shel kana, that the second knot of a reed, which is broader than the other one, and that would mean enough that it could be used. It's like a service hole again, and then they become tummy. Pachas mikam, but if it's less than that amount, even though the hole is there, taharin, because it's not serviceable. And here's the big caveat that takes away the potential contradiction between this halacha and halacha gimel. If you recall, we learned kalim that are storage for liquids, we say if there's enough that the liquid could go in, that's too big of a hole. That's a very small hole compared to the holes we're talking about over here. So why are we saying such big holes for the barrels of wine? Everybody says, "Bamed, Baron, when did I say the shear over here? Visman shenasa, when it's used for wine." But if the barrel or whatever is for other types of drinks, afilu nikvu akolshet, even any amount, where we define that is enough that a liquid can go inside of it, then it's nikvu, then it's tameh, ve'enat samit posumov, and then the stopper on the top doesn't help, achiyisum nek, until that hole has been completely closed. And the question is, why does the wine a barrel have a greater shear? The hole has to be bigger than the one of the regular drink. And the Vilna Gaon explains that we know by wine, air is not good for wine.
No, it's
and
not.
The owner of the barrel does not want to have a hole, and therefore it needs a bigger hole. But other liquids, the air is good for them, and the owner likes the hole, and therefore a little hole is already going to be something beneficial for him, as opposed to the opposite. Exactly. Okay. And even when it was done for wine, and we gave a bigger opening, the very big rule now that can overturn all the halachas. It's only when it was not a man-made hole. It just happened, an accident, fell, whatever. But the human did not make the hole. But a person made the hole himself. I feel a little cold shame. Then even by the wine barrel, the smallest amount will be make it tummy veiny tzolim, and it won't protect it from tuma achiyusosim and negev until the hole is plugged up. Because once he does it, that means he wants it. Obviously, he made the hole. He must have done it for a reason. For whatever reason, it's service, because that's why he made that hole. If it just happened to fall and break, well, now we got to see, is the hole big enough to do some kind of service or not? But if you made the hole, even a wine barrel, which would need a bigger hole, and you made a smaller hole, there must have been a reason why you made the smaller hole.
So,
and that's why he wants to have the hole over there.
Where would a spigot be included in this?
Well, spigot is closed.
Right, but it does open.
It's closed now. So you will see, there'll be a halacha, I think the next one is touching us. Not exactly the case, but clearly the spigot is shut.
It's not really
It's shut, but it's a closed. It's closed, and there's nothing can go in.
But nothing's coming out of it.
So nothing's coming out. Nothing's going in. So right. it's closed.
I suppose but if you open it to get something out,
he doesn't specifically talk about a spigot. But Zayin is as close to a spigot.
Because that's what we usually use for wine. That's
I understand. So to my understanding, I think,
it's closed.
But again, if you opened it and closed
it. But it's not open now. Right now it's closed.
Like if you opened and closed it and then you notice there's a dead body.
Well, if you open it, that's another story. Let's look at Zayin. It will have some relevance
okay,
to this. Now, I know there's a picture here, but I choose to ignore it. Because you don't need it. And B, I don't like the way the picture was made up. It's a little bit deceptive. So you don't have to look to check on me. Just trust me. Okay, Zayin. You have a barrel that's filled with pure liquids. It's tar. Now, what you got, it's all sealed up. And now the person inserted a straw-shaped item, which could be even a kli cheres, whatever, a straw shivim. So, umenika shel cheres, and a straw-shaped thing made out of straw that you sip from.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right? Yeah. So now, and that's made out of cheres also. Okay? So you got the barrel, and you got the straw in here, and then it goes, makes a little hook that goes down, and like the way the straw goes. Yeah. Right? Shalcheres, besocha, v'achavis munkeves, summit puzzle. And the barrel is completely sealed on the top. It's sealed everywhere, except one part. The hole where the straw is mamish plugging up the hole, and it bends over, and that's what you have over there. Unasuna, ba'omes. And now you've got a corpse in the house. So what's the halacha with the barrel? Now the barrel is thoroughly sealed except by the hole where the straw is.
It's like a sippy straw.
It's interesting. Hechavis v'amashkin tohoirim. The barrel and the liquids inside are tohor.
Really?
Even though the straw opens up the hole as it were, but it's still completely closed over there. Okay, and also, since the straw is bent, okay, it's not like it's open at the top, as it were, so therefore it's not like an opening of the barrel. And therefore, since it goes up and down, so no. It's not considered an opening of the barrel. But fascinating, v'amenika dveya, but the straw is tummy. So now you're going to... Why? Because part of the straw is in the barrel, but that's hamukefes, that's closed up. But the second side is open to the oil of the mace. And it's not closed, so therefore the outer one becomes tummy. And you will ask, so therefore why doesn't the tummy straw make the barrel tummy? Yeah. So we've learned the previous halachas, a kli cheres cannot be metame another kli cheres.
Right.
That's one of the golden rules. And the chavis therefore remains tar. Yeah, that's what we're saying. It's made out. That's the case. If it was made out of metal, it'd be a different halacha. We're talking where everything is clear. Cheres, afal pishu akuma, even though it is bent, ein ha'akum kasosum. But the straw is considered to be a receptacle. In other words, the straw is a receptacle because it's bent. On the one hand, you can say maybe it's not a receptacle because the liquid just goes right through. But the fact that it's bent sort of keeps some liquid in the straw. It doesn't flow through completely. Therefore, the straw is a form of a receptacle. Not the entire straw, but part of the straw is containing liquid in it. And once that is, then the straw becomes tameh. It cannot make the barrel, tummy, and anything inside the tummy. That's a big chiddush. But we know that kli cheres is not metame another kli cheres. Okay, now we're going to talk about other ways of plugging up holes. Chavi samu kevas summit puzzle. Again, you have a barrel that's completely sealed. But shenikva mitzita, there's now a hole and the side. Now, the side over here must be the bottom side. You'll see why in a minute. So let's say you got a big barrel, and here's the floor of the barrel, and right at the side over here is a hole. Now, you're going to figure, well, you figure that's got a hole, so it should be tuma.
But it was, that would naturally, though, if you think naturally, that's if you want to empty the barrel and you don't want to have to open it, that's where you'd put a hole, because you can.
This is not a hole that you made. This is a hole that happened by itself. Remember, when you make a hole, any amount makes a tummy. So look what we're going to say, though. The stoma, but it gets plugged up. How is it plugged up? From the shmorim, from the sediment. The sediment plugs it up. Now the question is, would sediment be considered a plug for the hole? Well, obviously, no wine's going out of there. So, as a nekev, if you have the stomach rest a nekev and the sediment close up the hole, heat seal, it protects the barrel. It's considered completely closed. On the other hand, what if ogaf chatzi hanekev visosam chetzio? What if the sediment covers up half the hole, and you smeared in a little bit of sealant on the other half? As the hole's yay big, you sealed up half of the hole, and the sediment sealed up the other half. That's a shayla gemara. The gemara does not come to
it. It's still blocking it.
But that's a shayla gemara has it. It don't come to a resolution.
Why does it make it more doubtful?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Well, maybe we'll see some other halachas where we see it, but the more leaves it unresolved. And he says, I raise a suffix. It's a suffix. Im hitzlum lo hitzlum, if it protects or not, and therefore it is going to be tame.
You can express your own sentiments.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Oh, boy.
I think we need to block market.
Now, other cases where it's details of how we want to seal this. Sosam esanega vismora. Let's say you have a hole and you put a branch in the hole to plug it up. Well, that's not going to be a good enough achi imrach until you smear it with teeth between the branch and the hole. May not stud him from the sides, because then it's going to be a completely stuck. The branch, no matter how much it fills the hole, there's going to be some cracks between the branch and the hole. And therefore, you have to put a little bit of smearing stuff over there to plug it up completely. What if stasno vishneitz ketomim? We have two twigs in that hole. Well, now you got air spaces between the twig and the wall, and the twig and the twigs. So therefore, achimrach binat stadim ubeinaz ralachavet. You have to smear up between the twigs and the wall, and the twigs and the twigs inside to have no cracks at all. V'chei neser. And similarly, boards. Now, here's a case where you're putting a board on top of a barrel, where putting it on top is not enough for a klicher, so you've got to seal it also.
Right.
You're putting a board on top of the stove. Umerach minat stadim, you seal it from the sides. Hitzel, that obviously saves it. But what if you have two boards side by side sealing up the stove, the oven, shenasal v'ataner, at shemrach beinat stadim beinat stadim. So you have to smear between the boards and the wall, and between the boards and the boards. Same principle. What if chiber shnei nesarim b'masvishalates? What if the part where the two boards connect, you didn't smear it, but you have interlocking pegs, where you've got a peg and a hole, and you put them together?
Oh.
That ilkayitzva like that will be fine. O shalipeth aleim shugmin, or if you coat it with a certain type of glue in between the two boards,
like a varnish,
something like that. Ain't tzarich l'mareach min ha'emtza. You don't have to put extra smearings in the middle over there. However, and also b'meh makifim. Now the question: what sealants, what substances are good for this smearing? What substance is a good smearing for to make it a tzamit posel? So it's besed, that's limestone, ubecharsi is potter's clay, ubegipsin, English just says gypsis, I don't know what that is at all, besef is pitch, ubeshava wax, petit mud, ubetsoya excrement, ubechema a type of clay. Ubechol darm is really anything that really smears and seals good will work. Okay, but v'mekivan lo bevatz, you don't seal it up with tin. The lo bevatz, not with lead. Mipnei shu posel v'netzamid. It may cover it, but it's not tight, because since a metal, there's always going to be a little kind of crack in between. It's not going to be 100%. And interestingly enough, umakivim bidvela shemena. You may plug up the hole with a fat oozing date, the dates, the oozing dates like that, shaloh huksha, that have not been wet from beforehand, that can be makabel tuma. Remember, fruits and vegetables can only be makabel if they get fat. So now if you put this, no, I think it's figs. Tomatoes are figs, no?
Yeah.
I think it's figs, I'm sorry. So fat figs,
tamar,
not, as
tamar
long as they're
good.
Not mukshu makabel tuma, but it can stuff it up good. Or ubabotzek, what about dough? Shinliusha, that was kneaded, but not with water, because water will be makabel tuma. But made purse with fruit juice, and fruit juice is not makabel tuma. Kideshi eat, Mr. Shubi Tummy, Kishadover,
it's Mazonos dough. It's Mazonos dough, obviously.
Because we know something that can become tuma can't block the tuma. So it comes that we have a variety of substances that can plug up the hole. As long as they're not makabel tuma, they are able to make that happen.
What's it? Tzamid? You know what tzamid
is? Tzamid is closed, but it's not puzzle. But it's not...
Right.
It's puzzle, it's closed, and it's tzamid,
but it's not
but
airtight.
It's not sealed.
Right.
Covered. Puzzle is covered. Tzamid is sealed. Okay, tes. Magufa sechovis. Okay, back to the cork of the barrel. Now, what happened now? Shinishkachlo, it comes loose. In other words, you put the cement around, and over time, the cement gets loose. That the puzzle part, it decomposes. So it's still there, and it's not moving around, but the sealant has weakened up. Avapish emni shmetz, even though it's not slipping in and out, it's still firmly in there, but it doesn't got that smearing all around. Eina matzos can no longer protect the item anymore. Why? Sherei nisroa hatzamid, because the seal has been weakened. Stop. Next point. Now we're going to talk about different types of seals. If these are considered seals, and the general common denominator of these seals is that they're porous. That means liquid can go right through. It may seal it, but it's porous. And let's say liquid, if you put it up, will go through. Or if you turn it upside down, liquid from inside will go out. So a porous seal, is that a proper seal? Hakadura ball, but it's not talking about the ball we're talking about. You take the way they had a ball, they take worn out shmatas, roll it up together, and that's a ball. Okay? The habakas shall get me, or a roll of clenched reeds, things like that. Shinas al biachav, it's put on the opening of a barrel. Umerach mesarim, you're smearing on the side, so it's all covered up. Lo tatsil, it's not saving it, because it's porous, and therefore it's not going to protect it. Ad shiimrach al kol hakadur, until you're going to put smearings around the whole ball, val kol habakas, or on that whole roll of clenched reeds, mimatoma, from the top and the bottom. Interesting, what does it mean to say? The teat that you're putting on the top and the bottom, that makes it water non-porous, right? Even though the inside is porous, that will still be a tzamid puzzle. And if it's a porous, complete, 100% porous tzamid puzzle, doesn't work. But if now you put the smearing on top of the ball from the top and under the ball from the bottom, so you've got non-porous around it, but the middle is totally porous, that's fine. Because since you've got the non-porous on the top and the bottom, that protects it. V'chein bimtele shel beged, a piece of a garment. Shekosh al pi akli. How about you have like an opening, and take a garment, and you tie it around the top. You have a piece of shmata, and you put it over it, and then from the edge, you bring the edge together, and you tie it, just like a garbage bag.
Yeah.
Right? You tie it on the top. Shekosh al pi akli. Now, now depending on how it is, One second. I'm sorry. And it has the by the rope, there's the tying part, there could be some space, but you've covered it on the top. Okay? So now, hoisa shel niyor. Now, what kind of a piece is it? Hoisa shel niyor o shel or. What if it's made out of? Their type of niyor, it's not regular
parchment,
paper,
but it's
or papyrus, where it's maybe it's not porous. Oshal or of skins that's not porous. Uksher b'mishicha, you tied it with a string. If you seal it from the side, hitzel, it saves it. So all these cases, I imagine, the bottom line is, if they're non-porous, the fact you tie them up, that's okay, as long as you seal them around the side. If they're porous, then you'd have to put smearing stuff over the top and over the bottom. That's the main idea over that. All right, now, two more small halachas. Yud chemes shel or hadog. Now, the following you have is, let's say you have a utensil, and now you got someone who works as a slip case. This is a perfect example. You got the kli here, and this is the slip case. Now, it's not zippered. Let's say it's completely closed, open on one side. Okay, yeah. Imagine it's all closed on one side, and just slipping it in, and I'm just tying it from the top.
Okay.
Now, will that be the thing to protect the kli inside of that?
So like this for my headphones.
Should be.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
Exactly that. Exactly that. All right? So now, the question is like this. So, chemes shel or hadog, if you've got a slip cover that's made from the hide of a fish. Why hide of a fish? Because it's not makabel tumah. Oh, haniyor, the type of papyrus, that's not makabel tumah. Shehilbish, but that's a chemes. You dressed the barrel, meaning you've slip covered it over the barrel. Utsrore, now you tied it up. Now, here's the key. Mil matvi, tied from the bottom, hareze matzelis. That will save it if you smear it around the side. The imlot srora, but if you don't tie it up, apel bishamerech, the same you tie it from the side, lotatsu, you're not saving it, because it's possible it could break and slip right through.
What do you mean tie it from the bottom?
I guess as opposed to the top.
But so it goes over the entire bottle and the barrel?
I guess in a way that it won't slip or something. Or I guess that's just where you would tie it. I don't know why.
If it slipped down,
how far is the bottom?
He's saying because if it's on the bottom, I don't know why, but he assumes that's where they would always tie it, as opposed to the top. I don't know why.
So it covers the whole barrel.
Yeah. Okay. So now he ties it from the bottom. So now you got to smear it, that part right at the where it's tied, and smear it together. It's totally sealed. So the tying is not enough. Last halacha.
Picture.
Yeah, you can get away with it. It's also don't need the picture. I'm not going to bother going to the other room for that.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. There's a little picture, but nothing's fantastic. Chavis Zafusa lets you add an earthenware barrel, and now you line the whole thing with pitch from the outside. Okay. Right? It was lined with pitch on or the inside, whatever. Maybe the inside. It's in the inside of the picture, and the inside.
Yeah, yeah.
So you had a barrel, earthenware barrel, and you line it in the inside with pitch, and then she's scalloped, and then the outside earthenware starts to peel away from the top. Okay, now the question is, you want to have the tzamid puzzle, but the tzamid puzzle will not be on the earthenware, but it'll be on the pitch from the inside as opposed to the earthenware on the outside. So that's the case. The earthenware is peeling away milmal from the top, but the pitch that's at the inside, it's remaining. Now you're putting the lid on top of the pitch and not on top of the earthenware. And you're pushing it. Now it's sticking to the pitch and not to the earthenware because that's sticking up on the top. And now it's the pitch is standing between the cover and the wall of the barrel. Hareza matzel, it saves it, even though it's not really the barrel, but since it's the inside of the barrel, that's good enough. And then final halacha, v'chein b'chlei hamurius, or how about a utensil that's filled with fish juice, fish brine, which is very sticky. Or any similar thing that's in there like that, that they themselves are a smearing type of thing. The thing being stored is a smearing type of thing. And now it comes out that when you close the lid, the sticky stuff goes up and now becomes the sealant between itself, which is the storage part, and it's being stored, and it pops up, and now becomes the sealant, and it serves as kamozer, like a rim. Hova cold food, since everything's stuck, hareza masa protects you. So it comes that even something that's being stored inside can be part of the protection of the tzamid pasul, and we finish the 22nd perek.